Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Akridge, PFF, helps us to do that. Nick, it wasn't the Bengals game, obviously. I don't know that we'll see another one of those for a while by anybody, but another ultra-efficient performance for Jaden Daniels yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he is just he's not looking like a rookie four games into his career, that's for sure. And, yeah, you know, he's just answering any question people had, you know, pre-draft and questions I had, you know, kind of doing my scouting process, and he's answering them in 4 weeks. It's pretty incredible.
Why? There's so many ways I could ask this, Nick, but at the end of the day, I'm wondering, how was I so wrong, or how was so many people so wrong sort of doubting Cliff Kingsbury? Now, this is a third of the way through the season, not even, and teams make adjustments, they'll figure stuff out, but through four games, guys are open. Whatever they want to do, they're able to do pretty much. How is this happening, and how are defenses seem so off guard?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing here is the run game that they're using in it. And I don't think all of that credit will go to Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, I think that they've done a great job as an offensive staff, you know, kind of using the screens that we've talked so much about with Cliff Kingsbury and that run game to really kind of set stuff up in the pass. And that run game has been so unique. It's just so well kind of drawn up, where you're getting, you know, Jaden Daniels out in space, you're getting Brian Robinson in space. And it's just been incredible to watch. But like you said, you know, teams are going to adjust, and it's kind of up to Cliff now to kind of, you know, keep adjusting his own plan so that, you know, defense is unprepared. But right now he's been pretty much flawless.
When you guys at PFF put together the grades for this game, who stands out? Who are some of the highest graded players on the team?
Yeah, the big ones were the two linebackers, Frankie Luvu and Bobby Wagner. Luvu had a 90.3, Bobby Wagner with an 87. And they were just flying everywhere. They played so well together. Frankie Luvu had that forced fumble, but yeah, it's been a long time since linebackers kind of led our defensive grades here for Washington, but they really stood out.
Feels like Allen and Payne had their biggest games. You know, maybe something stuff that you guys notice in other games have stood out, but for the Rubes like me, counting stats were there. They were wreaking some havoc in this one.
Yeah, from a pass rushing standpoint, they were much better. You know, Jonathan Allen looked like he was getting a little bit, you know, back to what we've seen from him in the past, but in the run game, they were still kind of struggling a bit, just kind of not really holding up their gaps, losing too much ground. So it's been a little bit rough from them in terms of, you know, the running game, but it was nice to kind of see that pass rush really, you know, start to impact the quarterback.
Last thing, they got the Browns on tap next. Thoughts?
I mean, the Browns don't look great. Deshaun Watson has been, you know, somewhat unlucky. He's graded really well with us. There was a pick yesterday that was right in Amari Cooper's hands, and he dropped it that turned into an interception. But their offensive line has kind of struggled. I think it's going to be, you know, early in the season before we kind of, you know, got to the last 2 weeks and the last two wins, it was going to be one that I thought they would kind of struggle with. But now you kind of think that they might be favorites in that game and can look to go to 4-1. So I'm pretty excited to see what they do again on offense. But yeah, I think they should be favored in that game.
Nick, thank you as always, brother. Have a great week.
Yep, you guys have a good one.
That's Nick Akridge of PFF on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.